Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio, with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. I'm Amy Tamman, and it's been a few weeks since I've been around, so if you are a regular listener, you're going to get some back-to-back podcasts. I had a birthday. I'm like, man, where did all these years come from? And I've been working on this manuscript, as you've heard me talk about since the beginning of the year, and I'm in third draft, and it's just kicking my butt. And so I want to talk about compromise today, how to finally stop compromising on what you really want. I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I'm a coach with a sharp, razor-sharp intuition, and I use that intuition to help you create the life of your dreams. So if you're really ready for a transformation, you're ready for a breakthrough, you feel like, I'm a shining light, I've got so much to give the world and to a partner and to my work, and I just can't get it out of me, then give me a call because I'm here to support you in that. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about compromise. This has been heavy on my heart as I am moving into transition. And why we compromise. We know what we want. Most of us, you know, for a lot of us, we've had a vision of what we want for a long time. And if you're a person right now saying, but Amy, I don't know, you do know, because that's why you were drawn to this program. You just have probably been told from various angles that you can't have it, whether it's a monetary issue, whether it's class issue or perspective issue or a conditioning issue or a family issue. Maybe it's in your family. They've been saying, no, we don't do that, right? But you do know what you want. And so how do you stop compromising that so that you can get more of what you desire in your life? Okay, first and foremost, you got to be willing to do the hard work. And I'm going to be really transparent here. I am on this joy kick. I'm on this pleasure kick. I want things to feel fantastic all the time. But in that, there is some work. You know, whatever you are pursuing, whatever you're looking to do, whatever the desire is, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to fall in your lap. You're going to have to put one foot in front of the other and do the work. And you know, I've said that over and over and over. So I'm leading with that. As good as it's going to feel, as blissful as it's, you want it to feel, as magical as it's going to be, you're still going to have to get in there and do the heavy lifting. No one's going to do it for you. Okay? Next, how to stop compromising. You got to be willing to say no. And you've heard me, if you're a regular listener, I've said that over and over and over again. But this is let's tweak this a bit. You got to be willing to say no to all that crazy stuff that comes up within you. And I say crazy with so much love and respect, not literal crazy. Just, you know what I'm talking about, those thoughts that like circle around and, you know, that can come up with every reason why not. You got to be willing to say no to that. And you've got to be willing to say no to habits and behaviors that keep you compromising, that keep you from what you want. I have a vision right now of something very specific I want, and I've wanted it for almost a decade. I can see it. I can taste it. I have meditated on it so much, right? And now I'm at a place in my life where I can go out, and I feel like, let's go get it, right? There's no reason to compromise. And immediately, you know, the voice within tells me, is starting to tell me no, right? And then all my, you know, as a result, then you start attracting people that are going to tell you no, or you'll see an article that leads you to a no. So you've got to be willing to turn that off and say no to everything that is the opposite of what you want. And that takes stepping outside of yourself, going into that place of observer and seeing your situation and saying, I am courageous, I am powerful, I am gifted. Let's not use smart. Let's use gifted. I am a shining light. And if there is a desire within me that keeps coming up over and over and over again, I am worthy of it. I deserve to have it. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to get it with the help of spirit. So be willing to say no to everything that's telling you you have to compromise. I had someone recently, a trusted professional in my life, tell me, oh, you know, you may need to lessen the dream a bit. I'm like, hell no. And for a minute I was like, oh, maybe there's a couple steps in between. But I know what I want, and the only thing stopping me from getting it is me. And I'm the only one that's going to live in the space of not having that desire, right? That's the other piece. It's like, so you might be listening to all these people telling you, you have to compromise, you can't have what you want. But ultimately, they're not living in your experience. You are. And so you have to ask yourself, am I willing to accept less? Am I willing to be uncomfortable more than I have to be? Yeah, those questions will really shift some things around for you. Next, you got to stop holding the wrong people accountable. We start compromising when we are putting expectations on people who cannot fulfill them. Those aren't your people. Those aren't your people. And what do I mean by this? It's when you're expecting someone to act a certain way and be a certain way and perform a certain way, in that expectation, particularly when that person cannot meet that desire, that's when we have the greatest expectations on another human being, is when we know they really can't fulfill it subconsciously. We know they can't fulfill those expectations. And so we start compromising, hoping that one day we'll wake up and then this person will suddenly be what we need them to be or say what they need to. And this is not just in romantic relationships. You see this with our friendships, a lot lately with friendships, particularly among women. Stop holding those people accountable for being anything other than what they are, right? And know that if there is an expectation that's being unmet, then it's your responsibility to go and get what you need, however way you need to get it. That will take you out of compromising. It'll also save you a lot of grief. You can just look at that person and say, oh, they are who they are. I know what I need, and I need to go and find whatever situation to fulfill this need, right? Easy peasy. In theory, right? In practice, in those moments, that's why you need a coach and you need support so you can talk it through and come back to center quickly. But at the end of the day, go find your tribe. Go find your tribe. Find the people that light you up. And sometimes it's not a going and finding. It's being present so they can find you. Next, that's very much connects to the last point. You got to be willing to be alone for a period of time, not forever. But alone, I talk about just being you. Just being you. Not placing a lot of judgments on yourself, not forcing yourself to be in the company of others because that's what you feel like you need to do. Just being okay with you. Because I promise you, when you have that click, right behind that click of being okay with you comes your confidence. And your confidence, as you've heard me say many times on this program, is the most magnetic force in your life. So if there's something that you're desiring, that you're tinkering on, compromising about, be good with you. Let your confidence surface. And then you'll be like, oh, hell no, I don't have to compromise. So, yeah, be good with you. And it may mean you got to spend a lot more time alone. Because if you like you, everything you need is going to flow from that place. All right, next, how not to compromise. Pay attention to the desires that don't go away. So very much like I've been telling you about this desire I've had for like a decade. I have a couple of them right now that all of a sudden I'm in a personal year of one, and they're like, work this out. We don't want to do another decade of desiring these things. And so pay attention to those desires that don't go away. And in that, what's so magical, when as I was preparing these show notes, my spirit guide said, every time that desire comes back, maybe you've poo-pooed it, or you've put it on the shelf, or you've said, this is not going to happen to me in this lifetime. Every time that desire comes back with a vengeance, like really, I mean, it's a fury when that desire comes back. It's a sign from the universe that an opportunity is presenting itself so that you can make that transition into that. So what do I mean by this? So the desire is, I want to be in a relationship. And maybe you've gone year after year after year, and you know, maybe you'll do a course, or you'll do a prayer or a ritual, or you'll toss a wish out to the universe, I want to be in a relationship. And then, you know, maybe you'll go on some dates and they don't work out, or you'll get on a dating site and it just wasn't the right fit for you, and then you go back to being single, right? I'm going to just be single, fine. And then the desire comes back 6 months later, like, oh, I really want to be in a relationship. Every time that desire comes back, that is a sign, your heavenly holy sign from the divine, that there is a door opening for you to get what you want. And the longer you stand in the middle or him and ha, the slower it just slows up your progress, because you're going to go another 6 months, right? That's the way time evolves. You're going to go another 6 months, and then the desire is going to come back again. So take advantage of when that desire is at its peak, because that's your cue that it's time to move in another direction. Yeah. That, my spirit guide said, that's your sign that the change is really good. So whatever change you need to make in that space, you know by the strength of the desire. So if it's right there, everywhere you go, you're seeing signs and symbols, you're just, oh, my God, I want to be in love. Oh, my God, I want a house. Oh, my God, I want a new job. And it's just over and over and over, constant, constant, constant. That period of time is when the door is wide open for you to seek it. And if you take a step, then the universe is going to take a step, and you take a step, and the universe will take 10 more steps, and then something will be revealed to you, and you just, it's step after step after step. It's going back to point one, you got to do the work. Nobody's going to do it for you. Right? Cool. Next, how to stop compromising. You got to deal with your blocks. And blocks can be emotional. Blocks can be people. Blocks can be situations. Either way, you got to deal with them. You just do. Yeah, I will say this, because I know a lot of spiritual folk listen to my program. In my work, very rarely, do I see a energetic block, such as karma or a past life, being a huge influencer in you being able to get what you want? So, back in the day when I was doing more psychic readings, I get a lot of calls. Oh, I've been cursed. There are no curses other than the ones that you allow to continuously be a part of your life. Essentially, we curse ourselves by telling ourselves, no, we can't have it. We curse ourselves by saying, oh, I have to compromise. We curse ourselves by saying, oh, that's too expensive. We curse ourselves by saying, oh, I'm too fat. But there are really no curses or blocks that are outside of you. So when you're dealing with your blocks, that's all your game. And go and get help. Hire the therapist, hire the coach, hire the trainer, hire the tutor, whatever the block is, do the work. And you might need to have a 360 experience. You might need a therapist and a tutor and a coach and a spiritual guide all at the same time, helping you work it from a lot of different angles. And it's all working. It's all worth it. But you're going to have to deal with the blocks. Everything that tells you you have to compromise. And most blocks are just limiting beliefs. But limiting beliefs are embedded in us from, like, birth. I think some limiting beliefs are in our DNA. But it doesn't mean they can't be corrected. It doesn't mean you can't let go of them. It doesn't mean you can't raise the bar. It doesn't mean you can't, I'm thinking of Hendrix. What does he call it? Like you're hitting your. I've talked about it on this program so many times. You're hitting your limits. Upper limits problem. Yes. Doesn't mean your upper limits problem meaning that you only allow yourself to have so much happiness, doesn't mean you can't heal that. And it doesn't mean you can't push past it. And the way you push past it is being aware of it, acknowledging that it exists, and getting the right support to help you retrain that part of yourself so that you can truly accomplish the goal. And, you know, one thing I found in this go-get support, because I can be a lone wolf in that I'm going to do all my self-work on my own. And it's been effective, right? I've been very good at it. But I found my greatest breakthroughs have come from getting the right support. Because if you could do it all on your own, then we'd all be perfectly healed, right? But a lot of stuff is so subconscious that you need an outside perspective to help you rewire that block, to help you clear out that clutter that is keeping you compromising and not going for what you really want. So give yourself the gift of going to get help. And if you really are open, you'll find the right help for you at the right time, at the right price. Yeah, so deal with your blocks. Okay. And last little piece on dealing with the blocks, because my spirit guides are jumping in here. They're commenting on the fact that I said that you can't do it all alone. You can start the process alone. And there have been tremendous breakthroughs that I've experienced by doing my own self-work, whether it was, doing rituals around limiting beliefs, doing affirmations, prayer and meditation, more and more ritual. You can do some clearing on your own and tapping. I did a lot of EFT tapping at one period in my life. I still do it from time to time. You can do quite a bit on your own. So don't feel like, oh, my God, I'm just got to deal with this block and I can't hire support right now. You can start the process. There are a lot of really great books out there, great practitioners, very affordable courses that can help you start that process. But when you're really ready to take it to the next level and clear out the blocks that are keeping you playing small or keeping you compromising, then you got to go get some support. Okay. Okay. How to stop compromising. Trust your intuition. You knew I was going to say that. And the intuition wants you to feel good. And so get clear on what's not feeling good. And I think it very much connects to the previous point about dealing with your blocks. Often when we're hitting an emotional block or we're hitting a barrier or we're hitting something that's causing us worry and our intuition's triggering saying, hey, deal with this, we just kind of want to stuff it down. We just want to kind of poo-poo it. We want to ignore it. Deal with that stuff. Deal with that stuff. Because if you deal with it and look it in the eye and you go into that place of observer and you see it for what it is, right, then you can make the transition and get more of what you want. So what am I talking about? What's been coming up a lot lately is around friendships and people feeling unfulfilled in their friendships. And they know that there's something off in those relationships, but they're not giving themselves permission to explore what's actually off. Instead, they just ignore and like, or they make it about them, like, oh, it's my fault. Instead of acknowledging that, okay, maybe this is a person I am putting expectations on that they can't fulfill. Cool. I'll go and find what I need. And so your intuition's going to start showing you, hey, this friend might not be the best friend for you, but we ignore it. We push it away. We push it away. We push it away. So this is where really good support comes into play, like good support. Your girlfriends can't be this for you, sweetie. They can't. They can scratch the surface. You need a really neutral party to help you sort through those feelings and those messages, those intuitive messages coming forward. And as you start to really trust your intuition and do what feels good, then you'll experience a greater transformation. So what do I mean by this? So let's go back to this friend story. So you're acknowledging maybe there's a friend in your life that's not working out. Like, it's difficult, you feel like, you know, there's animosity there, it's not feeling vibrant and wonderful and amazing, right? So what we do is we'll get the intuitive download that, hey, there's a problem here. And instead of dealing with it, as I've said, we poo-poo it, right? And we're trying to get to the feel good. Okay, if I just let that go, then I can hang out with this person. It's going to be really freaking awesome. No, the way we get to the feel good is by first acknowledging, something's not right. Instead of pushing it away, we think we're going to feel good. We think we're shortcutting to feel good. But 9 times out of 10, all we're doing is perpetuating the initial intuitive message that something is off. So trust your intuition and do what feels good from the get-go. And that may force you to have to look at some things you may not want to deal with. But you can do it. You can totally do it. All right. How to stop compromising. Practice self-compassion. We are so freaking hard on ourselves. Whether it's perfectionism, whether it's I need to be the smartest person in the room or I'm not valuable, whatever it is, come on, give it up. Yourself does not need any more judgment. No. Be kind to yourself. And I think sometimes we're afraid, as I was preparing these notes, Spirit, I was like, well, Spirit, why are we not compassionate towards ourselves? You know? And I think it's because we have gotten into a pattern of being in a constant state of judgment. And compassion is seen as weak. And just give it. You know, who don't care anymore. That's my answer. Don't care about what anybody else thinks. And don't even care about that crazy voice in your head that's going to be hella mean to you. Just give it up. Like, be kind to yourself. Be gentle. Because we started this with no compromise, my guidance on this no compromise with you're going to have to do the hard work. And the worst thing, right, is doing really putting yourself in the position to create transformation and hiking up that mountain of change. And then on top of it, you've got this nasty little voice on your shoulder saying, no, 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 no. Or you didn't do that well enough. Or, oh, you didn't try hard enough. Or you should have done that better. Give it up. You are doing the best you can with what you know. Yes, yes, can we agree? You're doing the best you can with what you know. Always. Always be kind to yourself. I can't say that enough. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect, but you can be really fucking happy. And I'm F-bombing that one. And that's what I want for you. I want you to be in your joy and I want you to be in your pleasure. And it doesn't come from the judgment, because if it did, you would already be happy and delighted and fantastically floating through life, right? Practice self-compassion. Practice self-compassion. Okay, give yourself permission by telling yourself, what do I have to lose? So one of the things why we don't go for it is we think, oh, it's going to be so painful if we don't hit it. Or people are going to judge me if I fail. A, there's no failure, right? You just get up and do it again. Or what if I don't hit it, right? But if you think about it, isn't it better to shoot for the stars because you might land on the moon, right? As opposed to, like, aiming for, like, the Grand Canyon. You're not getting to the stars. You're, like, way far from it at that point. So shoot for the stars and give yourself permission by saying, what do I have to lose? I'm going to go for it. What do I have to lose? Why not? If it feels good. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it, right? Sometimes we say, oh, I want X, Y, and Z, right? And it's high above us. And maybe it's because we've been conditioned that that's what success is, or we're judging ourselves, right? Essentially, that's what it is. I know when I was younger, I would set these obscene weight loss goals, just obscene. And, like, no one in my genetic family is even at that size, right? And I'm not saying it's not possible. It could be. Probably not. Some of them were pretty insane. And so are you shooting for the stars because it's in alignment with your truth? Are you shooting for the stars because you refuse to accept yourself until you get there. But you can't get there without self-acceptance. So give yourself permission. Make sure whatever you're giving yourself permission for is in alignment with your truth and you're pursuing it from a place of love and self-compassion. And then ask yourself, what do I got to lose? Why not go for it? Why not go for it? Yeah. Okay, and then last one on the compromise, and this is one that's been coming up a lot for me. And we are actually in one of those years where I feel time is actually moving at its proper speed, right? There are some years where things move really, really quickly. There are some years where things move really, really slowly, right? And those are all our human definitions because in the spirit world, there is no time, right? But this is key. Stop rushing. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Because on the other side of that is procrastination, right? You're doing nothing. So both of those are not moving you forward. So stop rushing. Slow down. Give yourself space and time to feel your way through it. If someone is rushing you, they are a bully, and kick them out of your life. There is no need to rush. Yes, there are things that need to get done, right? And they need to get done in a certain time period. But if I promise you, if you stop the pushing and stop the rushing and stop the mental brutality that comes with trying to make yourself work within a certain time frame, oh, my God, that's where the magic shows up. Just give yourself space. I'm going to get to it. Just start telling yourself, I'm going to get to it. It's going to get worked out. I don't need to make a decision right now. Because you'll know. You can feel what's right, right? And if it's making you feel anxious and overwhelmed and shaky and it's disrupting your digestion, you're probably pursuing it from this push, 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 gotta, gotta, gotta. No. The only thing you've got to truly do is slow down and give yourself time and space to feel your way through it. And wait, my sweet, sweet friends, wait for the feel good. Wait for the thing that lights you up. And you will do it. You will do it when you're ready. You will do it. You will do it. It will be glorious. It will be magical. And you will do it from a place of clarity. And you won't look back and say, like, man, I totally compromised on that. Or, oh, I should have aimed a little bit higher. You won't feel that way. You won't feel that way. So just give yourself time and space. And if someone in your life or a situation in your life is pushing you and you feel under the gun, know that that person's probably a bully, or maybe you are judging yourself. And as a result, maybe this person's guiding you is really trying to help you, and you got to get out of judgment of yourself. They see that a lot. People judge themselves, they're feeling insecure about themselves, and then they project onto another human being. So, yeah, slow down. It's your journey. Don't compromise. You're the only one living this life. Yeah, yeah. I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me in Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Until next time, take care of yourself.